This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
People really don't know what their expenses will be because they don't know how long that they're going to live.
Obviously, the older you are, the more secure your income you are.
It's going to more safe things that they know. If they know they're going to need that money to supplement their retirement, well, then you can't play that risk.
Welcome to From Diapers to It Depends with Robert Goldsmith. Robert has been an expert in the financial services arena for over 30 years, and now he wants to teach you a few tricks of the trade. And now, From Diapers to It Depends with Robert Goldsmith.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Good morning, USA. And welcome to episode one of From Diapers to It Depends, the brand new talk radio program that we are bringing here live in the Tampa Bay Network on the TAN Talk Radio Network. Hey, we're going to be live on 106.1 FM and on 1340 AM. And you got to tune in on your dial. If you're around the country, just tune in on Facebook Live because we'll be doing those. And you can also go to TAN Talk Radio Network and listen in. Hey, my name is Robert Bobby Goldsmith, and I've been a financial professional for going on, 35 plus years. And I'm going to be joined occasionally by my lovely wife, who's also been in the industry for more than 20 years. We're going to be teaching you some of the tricks of the trades to work your financial lifestyle. Now, let's be honest. Most people don't have a clue how money works. I hate to say that, but that's the fact. No matter how much information is out there, still seems like we get it wrong. And oftentimes, some of the things we might read on the internet is written by a reporter, not necessarily a person who has spent some time in the industry. So if you're serious about learning how to manage your money and make money work for you instead of you always working for it, then this is the radio program you're going to want to tune into each and every Wednesday morning on TAN Talk Radio Network at 9 a.m. That's the 9 to 10 a.m. hour here on TAN Talk Radio Network. So let me give you a little breakdown on what I've done and how I've done it and how I can assist you along the way. Remember, this is not necessarily going to be financial advice because a lot of the information here is generic, but it's definitely information that you can consider as you start to develop a plan of action for your financial strategy. Now, let's be honest. Everybody has a different course of action, right? So for example, somebody who's a Gen Zer, Gen Xer has a different game plan than the person who is the baby boomer, right? Because the baby boomers are at or near retirement as we speak right now. And they're actually focused more on how to create money that's going to provide them a stream of income for the rest of their life. Where conversely, we've got the younger folks, the ones, the Gen Zers and the Gen Xers, that are actually looking at how am I going to accumulate and get money to work for me. And that's what we want to cover on our program. So each week we'll be bringing in new guests, we'll be bringing in different topics. And of course, the most important thing is to answer some of the questions that you might have where you can find the opportunity to dial in and participate in the show. That would be awesome. So the number to call in, 727-441-3000. Again, that's 747-441-3000. And we'll be taking your questions on the air live as we speak. So I'm going to kind of break down the topic that most people don't really take into consideration, number one is, and that is credit cards. I know that sounds crazy, but do you realize most people don't know how to manage credit? Because some people say, oh, I don't need a credit score, I'm going to pay cash for everything. But that's a society that we are no longer really living in. Today, everything is the digital world. In fact, I believe it's gotten to the point you don't even have to carry a wallet except for your identification, right? Because you can pay everything through a Venmo app, through a Cash app, or through even your credit cards or Apple Pay, all on your phone. So that phone has become more important than your wallet. In fact, I've always said now that your phone is more like your social security number, right? Because you get that phone and it stays with you for the rest of your life. Another interesting thing about the phone is that when we were younger, at least when I was younger, we used to call places, right? You would call somebody's home, you would call somebody at work. Today, you don't necessarily do that. Today, you spend more time just dialing the personal number in someone's pant pocket, right? Or in someone's purse, right? Because everything is there. You're calling that person individually. So things have changed just from that perspective. But in the financial world, here's some things that I think most people don't realize. Because a lot of people say we're going to go out to dinner and they put down their credit card. And if you're getting points on American Express, that's great. But if in fact you are actually spending it and accumulating it, you're affecting your financial future. most people are not aware of that, that just financing your dinner can cost you a lot more than you think you paid just when you looked at the menu, right? It's amazing, though, when people, they look at the menu, right, and they go from left to right to see what they want and then what the cost of it is. And they don't realize that when they put down that credit card, if they make just the minimum monthly payment, they are now financing that dinner sometimes for 20 to 30 years. Big mistake most people are not actually taking into consideration when they are making a purchase, right? So that's number one. Number two is, most people don't realize that there are different ways to finance your car. There are people that are saying, should I lease or should I buy a car? Big questions. Most people don't understand how leasing works. And if you did, you might be more inclined to lease. If you don't, you're more inclined to purchase. And some people say, I want to take ownership of that vehicle. And I'll talk to you a little bit more about that. These are just some of the topics we'll be covering on our shows, is whether or not leasing or buying is a good deal. But here's what I'm going to tell you, is that typically, people buy a car, 5 or 6 years later, they're done paying for it, and what do they want? A brand new car, right? Because all the new gadgets have changed. So sometimes getting the right vehicle or the right financing options can actually improve my cash flow. And you're going to listen to me, and if you do listen to me, I should say, you'll find out that I'm more a fan of cash flow is king, right? It's not just about, you know, how much my net worth is, because you can't take your net worth with you, but you can spend your cash flow. So it's always going to be important that we focus on things like cash flow, right? In addition to that, you want to learn how the taxes will play a role in everything that I do. Like, for example, if you have a business, you might be taking a look at how a car leased can actually be advantageous over a car purchased. So just another quick question, just some of the thoughts that you can take into consideration. So we can do some of that. So I want to tell you a little bit about financing your credit cards. I want to talk about your credit score. We want to talk about owning your own home, whether a reverse mortgage is good. Some of the topics we'll be covering. Then we're going to get into things like retirement planning. Is retirement planning something you've even started? Right? So believe it or not, having done this for more than 30 plus years, a lot of times I'll run into a client who has little to no savings set aside for their retirement plan. So somebody's sitting, coming to me saying, I've got 6, 7, 8 months worth of savings, but I'm 65 years old. What do I do? And that means, is Social Security going to be your only answer? And then you have to know when and how to take Social Security. So many questions in the financial arena. And one of the good things about my wife and myself is that we have over 50 years of combined financial experience. But in addition to that, we have over 100 years, I hate to say, of actual life experience. And so sometimes you don't learn things about how money works until you get involved, right? So for example, when you're making a decision to buy a car, if you've never negotiated your own car before, you might not be prepared for what the dealership may throw at you with respect to your car. So just another topic to consider. But if you understand how to finance a car, or you go with someone with that experience, it helps you immensely. You know, in one of my books that I wrote titled From Diapers to It Depends, you'll actually find that one of the main topics I say is that it's great to have personal experience, because that is the greatest educator. But if you don't have personal experience, then it's good to have somebody in your life who has that personal experience. Here's the problem. What if you don't have that person? Well, that's the reason why we are here today, to do this show, to provide you some insight on things that you might want to take into consideration when you start preparing your financial plan. And if you don't have a financial plan, now's the time to get one. So let me start off with a specific topic that I think most people are not thinking about. We talked a little bit briefly about credit card, and I want to kind of go into that. What really is a credit card versus a charge card? Do we know the difference? So a charge card is something that used to exist pretty much where somebody would finance an item on a credit card, but at the end of the month, they would pay it off entirely. So they didn't lay out cash on the table. They didn't necessarily pay for something in cash at a store. They just put it on their card. At the end of the month, they paid it off. The cost for that usually is zero. So that would be what is known as a charge card. And in fact, I believe that Amex was one of the originators of that particular program. Conversely, we have the other big players in the arena, and those companies focus more on minimum payment. Now, why is that important? Because if you only pay the minimum payment, so let's assume for argument's sake, you went to dinner with your wife or significant other, and you were paying for a $110 meal, but you put it on the card, and then you only paid a $20 minimum payment. Now you've got a balance, and historically, you're going to have high interest rates attached to that. So the $110 meal is now $115, maybe $120, because you're now paying interest on the dinner that you just ate that you'll never experience again. So understanding how that works can play a substantial role in how much money you're going to be able to save for retirement, because eventually, that's going to catch up with you, right? And I know that a lot of people have experienced something similar to this at Christmas time, right? So we know that during the holiday season, a lot of people go out and they put their holiday purchases on that credit card. Then what happens? They make the minimum payment. They may have spent $1,000 over Christmas, maybe more, and then they're making the minimum payment. So that deal they got at the store where they saved a little bit of money by buying something on sale has now transfer to something that's dramatically more expensive because you're paying for it over the next 10, 20, or 30 years because it just accumulates. And people don't recognize the challenges with that. So if you've got questions about how your credit cards work, how your credit score figures into the conversation, I want to encourage you to give us a call. We'll take your questions and your answers, talk to you a little bit about some of the what I call zero interest rate credit cards and how you can take advantage of using them if you're in debt with that. And you can dial us in at 727-441-3000. Again, that's 727-441-3000. So we'll take a short break and we'll be right back on the flip side and bring in some new information and new details on how money's working and how the economics of politics actually can affect you.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
On Tuesday, the Rays and Yankees got together for game one of three at Tropicana Field, and Isak Paredes did this in the bottom of the first.
The left-hander pitches. There's a long, high drive to left. And this one gives him 50 batted in. Three of them right away. All-star Isak Paredes with a three-run homer.
The Yankees would storm back to make it 4-3, but in the eighth, it was Johnny DeLuca with Jose Siri at first.
First pitch is lined in a right by DeLuca, and it's going to skip and go toward the right field corner. Siri's going to hit third. Up with the ball is going to be Soto. Here's the relay to the plate. Not in time!
Rays would go on to a 5-3 victory. They're now a game under 500 at 45-46 with a chance to win the series on Wednesday with Zach Eflin going up against Marcus Stroman at 6:50 p.m. right here on 95.3 FM, WDAE and AM 620. And with your Rays report, I'm Chris Adams-Wall.
Catch the Rays all season on the Rays Radio Network. For tickets, visit RaysBaseball.com.
Tune in to the Shrink and Wrap Show here on TAN Talk Radio. Our stories and our topics will include but are not limited to everyday issues. We're here for you, for our listeners. We want to know what's important to you. So again, don't miss us on TAN Talk Radio. Tune in again, Shrink and Wrap Show. We'll see you then.
That's the Shrink and Wrap Show, every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. right here on the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hello, this is the one and only Robbie the Shark. I want to welcome you to the new program. All groovy, man. I just want a bunch of folks in front of my porch. Let's have a Coca-Cola, a sweet tea, or whatever your drink of flavor is, and let's just talk about life and how far we've come. It's on the only 1340 WTAN 10 Talk Radio Network.
It's All Groovy with Robbie the Shark. Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. Listen at your own risk.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
We are from Diapers to It Depends, your financial talk radio program. And we've been talking a little bit about all of the topics that we want to be exploring on our radio show as we move forward each and every Wednesday morning here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Again, if you've got questions, whether it's about mortgages, home financing, whether it's about reverse mortgages, if they're good for you, if you've got a plan of action that you are setting forth in your retirement, but you definitely know you need some additional insight, this is the opportunity for you to take in and get what we call someone would say free advice, but literally we're not legally allowed to give advice. So we're just going to give you some insight into some things you can consider when making your decisions for your financial future. Again, my name is Robert Goldsmith, and I've been a financial advisor going back for, well, I'm going to say almost 40 years. My wife has been involved since 2003, and actually before that worked with Prudential. So she's been, working in the financial arena almost as long. Throw in that she's also a certified National Social Security Advisor, a certificate in that. So she'll be coming on our program pretty often and helping us along with that. And then we want to be bringing guests. So let's say, for example, that you have a topic or you work in the specific arena and you want us to design a plan just for you almost here on the set, we'll be able to do that for you. So we're excited about bringing some of these new topics to you and kind of help you educate some things of what you're really doing. Today, we talked a little bit briefly about how the credit card industries actually get you when you finance your dinner and how that becomes a long-term proposition for trying to pay off your bills for almost the rest of your life if you look at how that credit cards work with the interest rates that are out there today. So let's talk a little bit about the economics of credit cards. So we know that over the last 4 to 5 years, we've seen the interest rate start to climb, probably closer to 2 or 3 years. And as those interest rates climb, a lot of them, people don't realize, are affecting everything that happens in your life, because the interest rate, you might get something good at the bank you didn't get before, like a 4 to 5% CD. But prior to that, when it was only one, nobody was putting money in CDs. You just couldn't get any kind of return on that. What happens now is that we see these 4, 5, 6% returns. We're going, wow, this is pretty good and I could do something. But on the flip side, if you're in debt and the interest rates are going up, you're really just kind of washing that out. In fact, oftentimes the banks don't lose. You got to keep that into consideration, right? Banks don't lose. Banks actually find a way to make money. So there are some opportunities that are coming along that be available for accredited investors. And if you're not familiar with the term accredited investors, that's someone who's got a net worth of over 7 figures, and they'll be able to now start to participate like a bank. We're going to try to bring that down to the consumer level to really as low as $25,000, $30,000 for someone who's got a retirement plan and says, hey, I want to put my money someplace where I can get a decent return, have little to no risk or all the risk mitigated, and then put myself into a position where I can start to see something grow. And that's going to be more for those individuals that are, 45, 50 years old. They haven't saved money for retirement too much. And I'm going, how can I take that little bit I've got left and make it grow a little bit more aggressively without risking it? There's going to be products available for you coming up shortly. There are some products we can talk about in this coming show soon with respect to how to use what's called a fixed indexed annuity or a hybrid annuity, where you can learn how to take money, make it grow safely. Some of the things we want to really kind of cover with you, but it's going to be more important as soon as we can start adding you guys into the show, because I think what will happen is you'll get to see all of that in action, and we'll show you some ideas on what where to take place next. So that's that. That's how where that goes. So let me talk to you a little bit now. We talked a little bit about credit. What is a reverse mortgage? Does anybody really know what that means? And I know there's been a lot of negativity with that, but I can honestly tell you that there are people whose lives have been changed where they can live their life in their home without having to pay their principal and interest. Of course, they still have to pay their taxes and insurance, but if they don't have to pay their principal and interest, still live in their home, it's going to give them an opportunity to enjoy the rest of their life with a better cash flow. And as I said at the first segment of our show, cash flow is king, right? You can't spend net worth, but you can spend your cash flow. And if you want to travel, do things that are constructive with the rest of your life and not just sit at home and have staycations, but actually have a real vacation, the opportunity to have money set aside or not have to pay obligations, to live like your home is paid for, is going to be tremendous in how you live the rest of your life, right? Because you can't take your house with you. Eventually, someone else is going to be living there, right? So why not take the opportunity to make that house pay you back? Remember, one of the things I talked about at the beginning of our show was that a lot of people spend their time working for money, but they don't have their money working for them. When you buy your house, people don't realize you're actually buying not just an asset to an extent, but it's only an asset if you're living with it, right? If you're selling it or cash flowing in it. But if you are actually living in it, it's a liability, right? Because I've got to actually pay the bills, right? I got to keep that afloat. I got to pay my taxes, my insurance, my HOA, my mortgage payment. Then anytime there's a repair, that falls squarely on my shoulders. Understanding how cash flow works is going to be king, and understanding how mortgages work is king. So now, is a reverse mortgage right for everybody? And I'm obviously just giving you what I call snippets of upcoming shows. And that is really for you to get a better perspective on what do I want to do with the rest of my life, right? We only get one shot at this. It's not a dress rehearsal. So let's talk about that. If you're a candidate for a reverse mortgage at some point, we'll get into that topic for you. So we're going to have a reverse mortgage specialist on our show. We will have credit and debt counselors on our show. We will also have individuals working in the financial services arena to join us on our show. And then we're going to invite some of our clients to join us on the show, because what that's going to do, give them an opportunity to share their experience. Or maybe if you're someone today who says, I don't have something set aside, how can I set up a plan of action for my personal financial future? Well, that's what we do for you. And we'll actually allow you to get on the air, sit down with us, map out some strategies or questions, and then allow you to be a part of the show, to participate in it. So we're excited about that. We will have accountants on our show to talk about taxes down the road. So again, this is the first episode of From Diapers to Depends. It's your financial talk radio program. But we'll also talk about the economics. And the economics, of course, as I mentioned earlier, were today, and let's be honest, we are in a very political season, right? Because there's so much stuff going on. And what we want to do is talk about somehow how the economics of specific parties may actually affect you in your financial arena, right? So we brought up briefly that interest rates, if they're being increased by the government, Federal Reserve, then what happens is your cost on your credit cards, your cost to finance a car, if you have an adjustable rate mortgage, all of that is going to be affected because of the political perspective and how the country is being ran. All that plays a role in it. And then the other thing you have to consider is if there are things going on in the economy that affect the stock market, and it's controlled, or at least it is, the better word, it is being affected by political moves, political policy, then that could also play a role in how your 401k or your retirement plan eventually grows. So I do want you to understand that everything you do in life, almost everything, affects your financial future. It's the job that you take, right? It's the car that you buy. It's how you finance that car. It's the home that you purchase. It's the rent that you live in. It's, you know, almost anything you do. And I didn't even talk about whether or not you are investing money, whether it's inside a tax-deferred account or a tax-free account, and what's the difference. So if I said 401k, most people think of that as retirement planning, when in reality, a 401k is nothing more than a tax code. But once you check that box on an application that says, I'm making this plan that I'm setting aside today, a 401k, then I now have a set of rules I'm required to follow. And if you don't understand the rules of engagement, as I like to talk about it, you might actually be making a mistake, or you can make a huge growth for yourself. It's understanding everybody's different. So because somebody has a 401k at their work and it's good for them and their employer is contributing to it, it sounds like it's a great plan. Conversely, somebody else says, well, I don't have a 401k. I'm saving or setting up my own Roth IRA or other tax-free vehicles. Then they might be doing something that could be as constructive for them and maybe even better than a 401k with an employer contribution if I understand the rules of engagement. So the rules of engagement, what do they mean? So when I set up a 401k or I set up an IRA, there are first and foremost limitations into how much I'm going to be able to contribute into that plan that year. So it's not like I can just say, hey, I got a windfall, I sold a house or a business, and I could throw all the money I want into that. Can't do that. And if I missed my contributions this year, can I go back and make it up the next year? The answer is no, you can't do that. So you have to understand the rules of engagement. Now, if I have a different vehicle that gives me the opportunity to get tax deferred and eventually tax free growth, and I have the ability to make up for missed years, how prevalent is that and how important is that going to be in my financial future? So understanding the rules of engagement of each and every vehicle that exists is going to be tantamount to your long-term success. Most people, unfortunately, have no clue. And the reason is it's boring. Like, for example, for those of you that know me personally, you might know that weekends, you'll often find me doing stand-up comedy. During the week, I'm sitting here helping people manage their financial future. I actually had one person who once said to me, you know, Robert, how can you do comedy? Financial advisors tend to be pretty dry and boring. And you know, it was interesting. I was on a Zoom call with a bunch of them yesterday. And they're right. Most of them tend to be kind of stick-to-itiveness where they're just steadfast on talking about finance, not realizing that yet a little levity can help, right? So I used to do these workshops for financial advisors across the country. And people would come into events that I was leading, and I was the main folks, the main trainer. And I realized back then that if you didn't add levity into the conversation, you're going to lose these people talking about taxes, insurance, investments, etc. So I learned that I needed to learn how to, you know, that being funny helped. And then one day I decided to myself, you know, I wonder if I could do stand-up. And I looked in the mirror and said, I'm not getting any younger. Let's give it a shot. And here we are 10 years later, and I enjoyed doing stand-up comedy. In fact, I will be at the Stardome in, where am I going? Alabama. Tomorrow. And so if you happen to be in the Alabama area listening in, I'll be opening for the Magic of Eric Eaton. So certainly you might want to take that out. I believe tickets almost gone for that though. But that's just another opportunity. If you are in the Tampa Bay area, you can find me at Beef O'Brady's, I believe it's called. And that'll be November 19th. And then every Saturday, you'll find me at the Hilton Grand Vacation Club in Orlando. Please DM me for that information. That's totally off the cuff. But yeah, so not doing stand-up comedy as we speak, at least not right now, but that doesn't mean I won't. So anyway, so back to the subject at hand. I'm very easily thrown off track, which is why my wife will be on these shows periodically to keep me going in the same direction. Because she is, I've learned men rule the world, but only with the permission of their wives. And that's not comedy. That's a fact. So anyway, so let's talk a little bit more now today about your retirement planning, 401ks, IRA. So what's the difference between an IRA and a 401k? And if you looked at them, you're going to find out that an IRA is set up usually by yourself and or your financial professional. And you're going to have limitations into how much that you can actually put in to your show, right? You're going to find how much you can actually put in. But if you are doing a 401k, that's done exclusively through your employer. There are ways that you can do it as a self-employed individual. Most people are probably going to do what's called a SEP, or it's a self-employed pension. But understanding that if you don't know how to set that up, that's why it's going to be tantamount, again, to have someone with experience who understands the financial world on your side to help you develop what you need to do.
and set up your own personal financial plan. Then you need to know how to diversify and so many different things. You know, it's interesting because over the years, we've run into so many different people with different perspectives and more importantly, with different expectations as to what is supposed to happen. Like, for example, you know, the interesting thing is that someone becomes a client of an investment advisor, and the investment advisor takes their money and then puts that money into vehicles that they feel are a fit for that specific client. Then here's what happens. It either succeeds or it doesn't, or it stays the same. There is no other option. It's either going to grow, it's going to die, or it's going to stay the same. So you have to look and say, what is the worst of those evils? And the answer is, if it's depreciating. So for example, if I went back to 2008, when we had the mortgage crisis, I remember vividly having individuals that had contacted me to set up a plan prior to August to say, hey, I want to set up to retire. I'm going to retire this year. Let's get my plan done so that by December, I'm going to be in a position to retire. Well, guess what? 2008, August hits. We have the mortgage-backed securities debacle. We have a crash in the stock market of about 30 to 40%. And those individuals that thought they were going to be able to retire had to go back to work for another few years just to get back to where they were. So when I ask you, what's the best thing that can happen to you? The answer would be we get tremendous growth. What's the worst thing that happened to you? We could lose money. But if I said to you, what's more important, the return on your money or the return of your money, I think most people will tend to say the return of my money is more important. That no matter what happens, even if I didn't make money, as long as I didn't lose money, it gives me some feeling of confidence to say, hey, I'm going to give it a shot. Now, I did this program back in Chicago. And I remember this was huge when Bitcoin was just starting to become well-known. People were hearing about it. They didn't know what it was. And the question I got asked on the program was, hey, I've heard everything about Bitcoin. I'm hearing stuff about it. Seems like it's good. Should I invest in it or not? So here's the answer that I gave. And I think this is true whether you're investing in stocks, whether you're investing in bonds, or whether you're going into an annuity, whatever it is that you're doing, bank CDs. The answer to that question is always going to be pretty close to the same. If I tell you to invest in something and it goes bust, you're going to be mad at me. If I tell you not to invest in something and it goes well, you're going to be excited that you took the advice and moved forward. But either way, I'm going to end up, if it doesn't grow or it grows, I'm going to be I'm always going to be the good or the bad guy, right? The guy says, invest in it, go for it. Bad guy says, hey, don't invest in it, and it went up. Good guy says, don't invest in it, and it went down, and you're happy. Bad guy says, invest in it, and it went bust. So at the end of the day, you've got to realize that there is no perfect solution. So what I told this individual was to go ahead and put whatever he felt he could risk, knowing that if he lost that money, he would not change his life, right? And if it made money and he wanted to invest into it further, then he would follow his own advice and his own personal experience. Because no one knows, nobody has a crystal ball, right? But we know what the market is supposed to do. Economists have safely predicted about zero of the last, you know, economy falls, right? Depressions, recessions that maybe we're in for a little while. So you don't have that answer. I just want you to understand that with Bitcoin, you're never going to hold it in your hand. People don't know what that's about. So, and the crazy thing, I have a high school reunion coming up, and there's a gentleman in that who's made quite a bit using Bitcoin. So again, everybody's got to understand the rules of engagement and what their risk tolerance is before you do any type of investing. And remember, food's got to be on the table, kids got to be taken care of, roofs over the head, then you start worrying about those other things. And if you're not reaching the goals that you want while you're in that position, then you've got to start changing your goals, right? What are the things that you can do? Well, when I was a kid, my dad used to tell me, you work until you can't work any longer. If one job doesn't cut it, you'd work two or three. And I know because he did that for a while, because when he was supporting a family, he had to work more than one job based on his personal experience and talents to be able to get ahead in life. And sometimes that's what you want to do. And I've listened to other talk radio programs, and sometimes they're going to give you that same advice, because you've got to get a control on your financial position so that you can move forward in the right direction each and every time. And you're never going to be perfect. Just let me point that out. No advisor is going to be perfect. No person's going to be perfect. No investment's going to be perfect. Some things are going to work out and some things are not. And let me give you one more story on that. Back years ago, there was a television program called Pokemon. And one of my friends, his dad had invested in Pokemon, because he saw his granddaughter wearing a t-shirt that said Pokemon. It was a cartoon on television, right? And then came the cards, and then came the coins, and he decided he was going to look it up, and he invested in it about $50,000, he said. But when he sold, he made $500,000. He had done really well in a very short period of time. Conversely, there's another gentleman who, when Pokemon was at its peak, invested some money as well. Unfortunately for him, it went in the reverse direction. Pokemon started to decline. It lost some of its popularity. So timing is going to be important, and understanding the rules of engagement is so relevant to what somebody is considering when it comes to investing. And believe it or not, that happens in your 401k, right? That happens in your retirement plan. So I've got a 401k, and can I make moves inside it? And each 401k has a different administrator with a different set of rules, and those rules might say you have the ability to go out of the market and into a more fixed account. Sometimes they don't even offer a fixed account, but they may have a bond account, something along those lines, that allows you to be in a position where you can simply take an interest-bearing account rather than focus on the market. Then if the 401k gives you the ability to make more than one move or two moves per year, you might have the ability at another point to take that safe money and go back into the market. Now, what's the risk with those kinds of moves? The answer is it's the risk of growth. Not necessarily as much as the risk of loss, but the risk of growth. What does that mean? That means that if I took my money out of the market, but the market continued an upswing, then I didn't see as much growth as I would have anticipated on the way. Conversely, if the market had gone down and I had moved my money out of the market and into a fixed account, then for all intents and purposes, I saved my money, I rescued my principal, and more importantly, I'm getting maybe a very small return, but I'm not giving it up entirely. That is tantamount, again, to being able to manage your money. But a lot of people don't pay attention to that. For example, during that last mortgage debacle, people talked about not even opening their envelope when they got their 401k statement, because no news was good news, right? They knew that if they opened that account statement and they saw a significant drop in value, they're not going to be happy. So what can you do if you need to grow your money, but I don't want to take that risk? Well, again, that's a conversation for another program, but we definitely have opportunities for people to have what I call an accumulation plan, not an investment plan, but an accumulation. I think people have basically construed financial services differently, right? So there's savings accounts at a bank. There are investment accounts at a brokerage. And then there is what I call a plan for accumulation. I consider that the hybrid, a little bit of the best of both worlds, where you can get both a fixed return as well as play a market index without playing the market index. That means that if the market goes up, or that index that you've chosen, like the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones or the NASDAQ, was going up, you could get a percentage of that growth added to your account each and every year. However, if it dropped, what would happen is you wouldn't lose any of your principal, and you would get to start all over again with your retirement savings. That is what we call a hybrid product, and that's definitely available to you. And we can have a whole hour program just on how those products work and how you can take advantage of it, allow you to call in with questions and answers. So this is going to be something that we'll be bringing to you over the course of the next few weeks and months and hopefully years if we can get this all working. So understanding how that works is going to be critical. Then there's, you know, something interesting. I didn't even talk about this today. And as we get closer to, you know, our hour, I wanted to share with you something interesting. And that is that if I said to you life insurance, what's the first thing that comes into mind? And the truth is, most people perceive it only as death insurance, right? Something that pays somebody else when I die. Now, when you think about it from that perspective, most people go, wait a minute, you mean I've got to pay your company money each and every month, and when I die, someone else gets rich, right? And that's what most people perceive life insurance as and go, I don't think I want that. But what if life insurance actually became your greatest asset? What if I told you, and this is factual for some people, not everybody will qualify, what if I told you that you had the ability to take a life insurance policy and turn that expense into an asset? What if I told you a term life insurance policy with no cash value, just purely the cost of insurance, could eventually become your saving grace that could pay you a lump sum in retirement, or more importantly, help you get more money out of that pension plan you have at work, or maybe distribute your 401k a little bit more effectively? What if I told you that life insurance could actually be one of the best commodities you'll ever own? And I did use the word commodity. Most people will go, oh, this is nuts. This would never happen. It's that you don't understand the rules of engagement. So there's an article I wrote. You may want to check it out for Forbes. You can Google, should your retirement crash? Again, it's should your retirement crash. And in that, I talk about a movie called Crash. It's not about crashing the stock market or about having no money. It's about understanding the rules of engagement about all financial products. And what do I mean by that? Well, if you go to the movie Crash and you watch it again, I think it was around 2008, 2009, maybe 10, and some big stars, Sandra Bullock, Don Cheadle in the movie. And in that particular movie, it opens up at the scene of a crash where the cops are rear-ended. And they were investigating a crash. And what you may not know about the movie, if you haven't seen it in a while or haven't seen it at all, is that that movie has the cop's brother deceased in that car accident. So there's a lot of little Hollywood nuances that go in it. But what's interesting about that particular crash is that there are about six or seven separate storylines that have absolutely nothing to do with each other. So if you were viewing these storylines, they actually have nothing, there's nothing in common, except, and this is the big thing, except that that crash that the officers were investigating, where the police officer's brother perished, only happened because each one of those seven separate storylines happened in the precise order with which they did. So the end result was, in this case, devastating. But the more important thing is, when it comes to your financial life, if you don't have your insurance, talking to your tax man, talking to your pension plan, talking to your Medicare, talking to your Social Security, then what happens is they could all crash separately, or they could be one little neat plan that gets you the most money for the rest of your life if you really wanted to make that happen. So understanding they have to be coordinated to work together and in conjunction with one another, as opposed to doing everything separately. Biggest mistake people make is assuming that I'm supposed to do everything arbitrarily. It's kind of like going to McDonald's, right? And if I go to McDonald's and I ordered a hamburger and I paid a specific price, then I went and I ordered a soda and I paid a specific price. Then I ordered French fries and paid a specific price, not realizing that if I ordered it as a combination of food, then I would be able to get it at a lower price, right? So the same is true with your financial life. You have to understand that if you don't have A talking to B, talking to C, if you don't have Social Security talking to welfare, to Medicare, talking to your tax man, all of it working in conjunction with one another, you're going to pay more. It's just a sad fact. People don't know that. They're not aware of what actually should happen. So I wanted to encourage you, if you got questions, you can give us a call at 727-441-3000. And if it's not today, then put it on your tab to call us next week or the week after. We'll be doing shows consistently Wednesday morning, drive time here in the Tampa Bay area and around the country. You get an opportunity to tune in on your radio through Facebook Live, or of course, you can tune in on the Tan Talk Radio Network. So that's going to be out there available to you. So we're excited to be bringing you all of this opportunity, this information to you. And we'll talk more in detail about specific products, programs, and as I said, invite guests to our show. If you'd love to be a guest on our show, certainly feel free to reach out to me, DM me through Facebook, or you can send me a text, or you can give me a call if you know me personally. But definitely go ahead and reach out, and let's see if we can get you on our program, get your questions and answers here, have you as a guest, talk about some of the things you're doing. And if you're a business owner and you'd like to learn more about how to throw some stuff your way for personal financial planning as a business owner, or if you'd like to, you know, participate in our show, we'll talk more about that as well. So we've got a lot of opportunities coming your way here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Again, my name is Robert Goldsmith, and I have been a financial advisor for more than 35 plus years. And my goal is to assist you with insight and information from anything that goes. That's why the title of our program is From Diapers to It Depends, because everything is a little different. And the It Depends is kind of a unique thing, how that started. I used to do these training calls for agents across the country, and I would get these questions about specific products or programs, or whether an annuity or a life insurance or what kind of a program was going to be best for a client. My answer was always, it depends, because no two people are alike. People have different ages, people have different needs, people have different financial positions, and so what's good for one is not necessarily going to be good for the other. And I can't tell you how often I get phone calls from individuals that said, hey, I heard my person or my friend just paid off their debt with their life insurance policy. Can I buy a life insurance policy and then borrow against it and pay it off? Well, they didn't realize that the money that you borrow from your insurance policy is the money that you put in. They're not giving you their money other than the interest that it'll accumulate over time. So misconception. And then when he heard that, he goes, okay, I don't want to do that. So he didn't realize he had to buy the insurance and then pay money into it to pay it off. Now, is that a strategy? You bet. For the right person, putting in at the right time with the right time frame gives them the ability to understand, again, going back to the rules of engagement. So I do want you to understand that's part and parcel of what we have planned for you. Social Security, we'll be talking a little bit about Social Security on future shows so that you can learn some of the strategies, or at least take into consideration some of the pros and cons for when I should or should not take my Social Security, when I should start my pension. If I'm fortunate enough to have a pension, I need to have somebody answer some of the questions about how pensions work. So I'm dealing with a person in that position right now who didn't understand how pensions work. And what you don't realize is once you turn that pension on, it's in concrete. It doesn't change. The rules of engagement just are there. You have to realize and recognize how that works. When I turn on my 401k, recognize that my 401k is not all my money. It's mine and Uncle Sam's. So my uncle is going to take some money out of my 401k. Are there strategies to assist with reducing what the government is going to take from that account? The answer is absolutely. But again, it's not going to be something that's going to be the right fit for every person that we talk with. So these are some of the thoughts that you're going to have in mind as we progress over the next few weeks and months, so that we can assist you with making sure that you get the right thoughts and then the questions to ask your financial advisor. If you don't have a financial advisor, you can certainly reach out to us if you go to financial411.net. Again, that's financial411.net. Tune in to our website, and certainly you can reach us there. There's a contact us page on that. There's also a lot of video content and information on how some of these financial products that are available today work that weren't available 15, 20 years ago. So it's the new age of financial planning. That's definitely been taken into consideration, and some of the products that weren't as good in the past are definitely becoming much better today in the future. So keep that in mind. We're here to assist you. That's our goal. We'd love to invite you to be a guest on our show. And whether you do it from the telephone or whether you do it from the comfort of our studio here, 10 Radio Network, we'll be able to bring you in, answer your questions, make it very intriguing, have a little repartee as we discuss some of the pros and cons of all the things that are going on. Okay, I'm Robert Goldsmith again. This is From Diapers to It Depends. So I want to thank you for your participation here. And remember that if you are serious about developing a financial plan or you don't have one, I want to encourage you to reach out to us. We'll definitely assist you with that. If you're out of state and you need someone local, we can certainly work with you in that direction as well. We'll talk to you again. Everything that you need to take into consideration, one of the most important things in developing your financial strategy is understanding how these things work. And they all are going to be different predicated on where you are. My wife likes to call it your financial GPS. She's actually created our little fact finder called our financial GPS, because here's what's important. If you were driving a car, then, and you were to ask, how do I get from where I am right now to where I need to go? The GPS, which in our world stands for Goals, Planning, and Solutions, not Global Positioning System, but the GPS in your car actually has to know where you are, and then they can give you directions to get to where you want to go. The same is true with us. If we're going to help you with your goals, your plans, and your solutions, we are absolutely going to need to know where you are today so that we can help you get to where you need to be in the future. Isn't that interesting? Because GPS takes you from where you are today to where you want to be in the future. In financial planning, we need to know where you are today so we can take you to where you need to be in the future. And that's what Financial 411 was designed to do. That's the reason why we are bringing this to you live on our talk radio program. We're excited to participate. Again, we encourage you over the next few weeks, months, or even if you have any question whatsoever, email us a question. You can email me at financial411@att.net. Again, that's financial411@att.net. We will take your question. We'll answer it live on the radio. We'll continue to do it through Facebook Live so that you'll be able to tune in, and it'll be recorded for you so you can tune in almost anytime. So we're excited to be a part of it. We will talk specifically about more topics. Today was kind of a hodgepodge. Hodgepodge for 21, Alex. Okay, it's going to be a hodgepodge of different things that you can tune in and ask questions on along the way, some of the topics that we've got upcoming on our show. And again, if you happen to be in the Alabama area, I will be at the Star Dome in Alabama tomorrow night with the magic of Eric Eaton. I'll be opening for Eric, so certainly learn more about that. And then you'll find me at the Orlando Hilton Grand Vacation Club. Learn more about that. DM me, send me an email. We'll tell you how you can get involved and participate and get to some of those shows as well. So we're excited about doing that. I look forward to working with you. If you have any questions, again, reach out on the Tan Talk Radio Network at 727-441-3000. My name is Robert Goldsmith, and we are out. Have a great show.